Rex Lodgeford with another Day Page. Today's news didn't look that unusual on the surface. More details on the shopping mall siege in Nairobi, Iran's Hassan Rouhani's UN speech, a religious crazy denying the Holocaust ever happened, the quake in Pakistan's aftermath. Just more of the stories you've come to know and love in the past few days, and not a whole lot of breaking news. But then we looked closer. The New York Times headlined a story, U.S. sees direct threat in attack at Kenya Mall. We decided to look closer because we live in a time when the U.S. sees a threat in everything. And why would they want to do that? Well, one possible explanation is that by keeping the people in a state of continuous fear, the people are less likely to stand up for their rights and go along with the continual erosion of rights and freedoms that have led us into a police state and a total surveillance state. So, we ask, do we really need to have FBI teams scouring a mall in Nairobi, Kenya, to look for clues to an event that is the business of Kenyans and not Americans? The New York Times reports that less than a day after the bloody standoff at the mall ended, more than 20 FBI agents wearing flak jackets and helmets were combing through the wreckage strewn across the steps of the mall. Now, let's point out once again that this is Nairobi, Kenya, not somewhere in the U.S. And the last time we checked, the jurisdiction of the FBI is the U.S., not the world. Dozens more agents will be headed to Nairobi, American officials say. And the article continues, some of them are members of the New York Joint Terrorism Task Force squad that investigates extremist groups operating in the Horn of Africa, a law enforcement official said. Now, let's get this straight. A New York task force, whose jurisdiction is in New York, and not the world, is not only investigating the conversations of citizens on the street, as we reported a couple of days ago, named Operation Crew Cut, they're investigating extremist groups operating in the Horn of Africa? This is a little bit over the top, wouldn't you say? This goes beyond the U.S. being the world's cop in the military sense. It's being the world's cop in the police sense. Now, let's remember, as American citizens, you and I are paying for this. Not just in cash, mind you, but the worldwide reputation of our country. Could it be that the law enforcement people are watching just a little too much TV, getting a little bit too high, letting it go to their heads? We're breaking it down for you and think that looking back on it, analyzing a story like this and putting it together with the Snowden disclosures, we, collectively as a people, are waking up from a nice comfy nap into a very ugly reality of our government, police, military, NSA, and who knows what else before it's all over, running amok and destroying our way of life, our values, our freedom, and our future. Well, tune in again tomorrow for another Day Page before it's too late, and check the damage that's already occurred at daypage.net, a production of Radio InfoWeb, and I'll see you tomorrow.